Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
These counterfeiters are probably the best in the country. They've been working out of this area for years.
We chased down the leads and wound up with an art student who created a poster for a man whose name she never got.
Uncle Archie's carnival and the auction tomorrow, it's a cover. It's the means to get the money out.
I talked to Penny this afternoon. We're going hiking up at Trickle Lake.
We could have a picnic together. It'll be a surprise.
Buck has run off. I intend to find him.
Katrina, I'm genuinely concerned you're becoming obsessed.
Well, we're still missing someone. The man behind the scenes who actually made all that counterfeit money locally. There might be something in the newspaper archives at the library.
Oh, Matthew and I can do that.
How's it going with the appleberry?
Well, appleberries are known for their sturdiness, but I'm afraid the damage is rather substantial. I wonder why Buck tried to destroy it.
And to keep us from seeing what's on it.
Now, you said it belongs to someone named Dirk Beggs?
Dirk was the third victim on the crashed airplane. He's working with the counterfeiters. He's in a coma in the hospital. I was looking over the inventory from the backpack of money. There was a sheet with a variety of numbers on it. Eugene unscrambled a set of similar numbers on Dirk Begg's appleberry. I called him, and they match.
What do they mean?
Well, that's what I've asked Eugene to find out.
You know, Penny, when I agreed to a hike, I thought that you meant a casual stroll along a tree-lined path. Not climbing Mount Everest.
Don't be silly. We'd need a Sherpa to climb Mount Everest. And a lot more oxygen.
This is just a little collection of rocks. Well, they may be little to look at, but they sure are big to climb.
Yeah, but it'll be worth it once you see the view on top. Dr. Trask and I have done this plenty of times.
Just the two of you?
Well, no. We usually have some of the group with us. It's a great place to meditate about the beauty of God.
I guess he knows this area pretty well. I've lived in Odyssey for a long time, and I have never been this way.
He loves climbing up here.
What about you?
It's okay. If you like that sort of thing, you know.
Well, don't you?
I'd really rather have gone skeet shooting.
What? Now you tell me.
Welcome, everyone, to the Hagler Auction. I'm Herbert Gutman, your official auctioneer. It's an honor to be here for this rather poignant day, the end of an era.
Are your men in place, Detective Pullhouse?
They better be. I've been watching the crowd, trying to figure out which one is the stiletto.
Detective, I've been thinking about Trickle Lake concrete.
Yeah, and sometimes I think about large balls of lint. What about it?
Well, why did Archie's truck stop there on the way from the compound?
No idea. And frankly, the answer isn't my top priority.
Hello, this is Whit.
It's Monty.
Monty? Why are you calling me? Dr. Graham will throttle us both if
listen, you listen, Grandpa. A guard just peeked in to tell me that Dirk Beggs is coming out of his coma.
Monty, listen to
look,
me.
I'm not going to lie around while you do all the work. I'm going to figure out a way to sneak out of my room and into his. There are things that he knows that might help us. Tell me what's happening.
Well, I can't tell you everything right now, but ask Dirk about the numbers in the backpack.
What numbers?
They were written on a slip of paper, and we found them texted on his cell phone.
Okay, I will.
But, Monty, listen, the stiletto
is... He's here? He's here?
Yes, he's here, but...
Gotta go. The nurse is coming back.
Beautiful day, my boy. Perfect for what we need to do. Now, I'm going to make my way over to the auction to keep an eye on things, and then I'll go on up to the compound.
Shouldn't I go with you?
To the auction? No, sir. The police are crawling all over the place. If they see you, they'll realize who I am.
I doubt it. The way you look now?
All the same, I want you to stay here. Keep a low profile. I'll come back for you when it's time to go up to the compound.
I'll be here. It is a nice day. Huh? Who's there?
Hello, Buck.
What? Miss Katrina, what are you doing here? How'd you find me?
After you ran away last night, I tried to think of where you might go. I remembered that Mr. Skint was a scout for the carnival. It took me a while to find this trailer. Mr. Skint really tucked it away. But here I am.
But why are you here?
I've been waiting for Mr. Skint to leave so I can rescue you.
Rescue me?
I don't believe you're who you think you are. Given a new chance, a chance away from Mr. Skint's influence, you'll see what a good heart you really have.
This isn't about good hearts or bad hearts, Miss Katrina. It's about survival.
That's not true. I suspect you're talking like Mr. Skint when you say that. But life is more than survival. Life is about the choices you make. You can choose evil, or you can choose goodness. You can choose God.
I don't know anything about him.
Come with me and I'll tell you.
You don't know what you're in the middle of.
I do. Come with me, Buck. It's not too late.
I can't.
You can.
Actually, he can't, Miss Katrina.
Mr. Skint.
It's a good thing I came back for my car keys.
She was just leaving.
Was she? No, I don't think so.
Let Buck go, Mr. Skint. Let him come with me.
Buck has always been free to go his own way. I've never held him back.
You know that's not true. You have a hold on him. Let him go.
Oh, that's impossible at this moment. If I let him go, then who will keep an eye on you?
Please, Mr. Skint, she won't get in the way.
Satchels and sow's purse. Boy, she's already in the way. She should have stayed clear here. Now she's going to have to stick around a while longer.
I'm not afraid of you.
But you don't have to be afraid, Miss Katrina. You only have to be bound and gagged.
Well. Dirk Beggs alive and well.
Hello, Monty. Or should I call you a backstabbing double-crosser? I thought when we first met that I shouldn't trust you. You look too honest.
Well, thank you.
How is it that I got hurt worse than you in the plane crash?
Well, looks are deceiving. I feel like I have a German jazz band performing Wagner in my head. We need to talk, Dirk.
I don't like German jazz bands.
Well, then let's talk about your future. Cooperate and it may help you at your trial.
Yeah, sure it will.
We have your phone. Let's talk about the numbers.
What numbers?
There was a sheet of paper in the backpack with numbers. The same numbers were found on your phone. So what are they?
They should be self-explanatory, unless... You're bluffing. The Appleberry isn't working.
We're losing time. Explain the numbers.
Let's make a deal, Monty.
Excuse me, what are you doing in here?
I'm Agent Monty Whitaker.
I don't care if you're the King of Siam. You don't belong in here. Leave immediately, or I'll call the guards.
The guards are on my side. Look, he's coherent. He can talk.
Out, or I'll call Dr. Graham. I'm sure she'll have some thoughts about you being out of bed. Don't make me get the restraint straps.
All right. Hey, Dirk, think about this added piece of information. The stiletto is in town.
What?
If we pull our guards from the hospital and leave you to him, what kind of deal do you think he'll make? Just something to consider until we talk again.
I think we found enough, Emily. We have to tell Eugene.
Okay. Eugene, are you there?
I'm here, Emily.
Matthew and I found a few things you ought to know about.
Go ahead.
I looked at all the articles about counterfeit money in the area. A few dollars here and there.
Very good.
I wrote down those dates and cross-referenced them with some of the national newspapers.
And?
A few days after the counterfeit money showed up here, there was an outbreak in some other city.
Interesting.
And then I remembered that Mr. Whitaker said the counterfeit money might be connected to Uncle Archie's carnival. And guess what?
Tell me.
Cases of counterfeit money always seemed to show up in Odyssey when Uncle Archie's carnival was here. And when I checked the dates for the other cities, Uncle Archie's carnival was around there too.
That would be a rather significant coincidence indeed.
Especially since I decided to do a search about Uncle Archie and the Hagler family. I'm going to email you a picture. It's from 20 years ago. It has Uncle Archie, though he looks a lot younger. But there's someone next to him.
Who is it?
Benjamin Trask. The picture was taken the day they started a company called Consolidated Arts.
The company Mr. Whitaker asked us to look into. What an odd combination.
I did a search of Benjamin Trask.
What did you find, Matthew?
There's a ton of stuff, but mostly connected to his work as a teacher. Until I went way back. 30 years ago. There was an article in the Odyssey Times about when he first came to Odyssey.
Why would they do an article about that?
It was one of those new people in Odyssey articles, and it made a big deal out of what he did for a living before he came here.
What was his profession?
I'm emailing that to you, too.
It's really important, Eugene. You need to stop whatever you're doing and look.
Well, the photo was downloaded, and yes, here's the article as well. Let me see. Newcomer to Odyssey from nation's capital. Unbelievable. Excellent work. I have to contact Mr. Whitaker right away.
Now, slow down, Eugene. I'm having a hard time following you.
It's all in the article, Mr. Whitaker. Benjamin Trask was a printer and engraver for the United States Mint, one of their top designers. He retired early for health reasons, apparently an allergic reaction from inhaling the fumes of the printing fluids. There's no question about it. Benjamin Trask has the knowledge, experience, and the means to carry out a lengthy counterfeiting scheme.
Ah, and if he's partnered with Archie Hagler and the Consolidated Arts Company, then he also owns the old Ross compound.
Indeed.
Ah, ask Emily and Matthew to see what they can find out about that. Great work, Eugene. I'll tell Detective Fullhouse.
But Mr. Whitaker, there's one other thing.
What?
Connie.
What about her?
She indicated to me in a text message that she's spending the day with Penny, the girl from Dr. Trask's class.
Uh-huh.
And didn't Penny make the poster for the carnival?
She did.
Well, isn't it reasonable to assume that Penny could be part of the conspiracy with Dr. Trask?
I'll call Connie.
It was a beautiful view. Didn't I say it was a beautiful view?
Yeah, you did. And it was. Wow, I can't believe I've never been up there. Huh? Oh, that's weird. I didn't think I could get a signal up here. Huh. Hello?
Hi, Connie.
Oh, hi, Whit. You are not going to believe the view I just had.
This is important, Connie. Are you where you can talk?
Yeah. What's wrong?
Well, there's something I need to tell you, and you can't react. You understand? Just listen.
Sure, Whit. Hold on. Penny, give me just a minute, okay?
Okay. Did you leave the cash register drawer open again?
I don't know. I'll be right back.
See? She can't even take a hike without the boss calling. Man.
What?
Oh. Must have been a lot of money in that drawer. Connie, our hike has turned into a marathon. Will you slow down, please?
We have to go back.
Right now? What did Mr. Whitaker say to you? Why do we have to go this second?
Oh, yeah, I'm confused. Which way are we supposed to go?
Surprise!
Oh, that's amazing. What a coincidence that you happened to be hiding in the woods just as we were going past.
Well, actually, I was on my way for our rendezvous up at Montague Point.
Rendezvous?
Yeah, our picnic. Didn't Connie tell you?
Well, you said it was a surprise, and I forgot anyway.
Oh, well, that makes it a bigger surprise for both of you, then.
Look, I'm really sorry, Wooten, but we can't stay. We have to go back.
Well, why? Is something wrong? Oh, you probably have terrible calluses wearing those particular impractical shoes on a hike.
It is not that.
Hmm?
Then what? Tell me.
I don't know how to tell you.
Well, then have you considered smoke signals? Somehow they seem appropriate in the middle of the mountains.
Mm. Can we just go, please?
No, I am not taking one more step until you tell me what's wrong.
All right, I'll take a chance because I trust you.
And we all know you trust me, too. You probably just forgot to mention it.
It's about Dr. Trask.
What about him?
Penny, Dr. Trask may be the boss behind the ring of counterfeiters.
What? Can't be.
It could be, but is it?
They have the proof. Whit told me on the phone just now.
Well, you can get a signal all the way up here. Who's your carrier?
Whit must be wrong.
He wouldn't have said it if he wasn't sure.
Then we have to go now.
Well, what about our surprise picnic?
I'm sorry, Wooten, but I can't enjoy a surprise picnic until I know the truth.
I have licorice.
We can eat as we walk. This way.
Yeah, come
okay.
on, let's go.
Oh, this way, but that way's the...
This way is a shortcut, one that will lead us to the truth.
I,
I have to go now, Miss Katrina. I've got things to do.
We've got to have a fight back.
What? Look, if I take that gag off you, you won't scream, right? I mean, no one will hear you anyway. Here.
I said, you still have a choice, Buck.
I'm glad you think so. And I hope you won't hate me too much after all this is over.
I won't hate you. I promise to pray for you every day.
That would be nice. Now, I have to put the gag back on you, okay? But as soon as it's all clear, I'll let Mr. Eugene know where you are. You'll come to no harm.
And what if you come to harm?
They're coming to get the trailer in the morning. They'll find you then.
I wasn't worried about me. I'm worried about you.
I get along. I'm resilient, Mr. Skint says.
He doesn't love you, you know. Mr. Skint may be loyal and that sometimes looks like love, but it isn't. If he loved you, he'd do the right thing for you.
That's enough talk.
Listen to me, Buck, please.
I'm sorry, Miss Katrina. See you later.
Looks like it's all wrapping up. I'm a little disappointed that I didn't get to see the stiletto.
I'm worried, too. I've been looking for him all day.
You say that as if you know what he looks like.
Oh, well, I mean, I've been looking for someone who could look like the stiletto type, if you know what I mean.
I think you need to get out of the sun.
Yeah, I think you're right. I see Archie Hagler is looking very pleased with himself.
Yeah, I'd like to wipe that smirk off of his face. Well, it looks like they're getting ready to move the trucks out. But I don't get it. When did they load the money onto the trucks?
Might it be embedded inside the equipment?
Maybe. Or the trucks will go to a rendezvous point now. Either way, we'll get them. You'll be hearing from me.
I hope so.
About this shortcut?
I'm sure, Connie. I know exactly where I'm going.
Yeah, well, it looks like private property.
Call me old-fashioned, but a barbed wire fence has always been a strong hint that it is private property.
I know what I'm doing, Wooten.
What is this place?
Dr. Trask owns it.
What? You brought us to his house?
Well, I said we were going to get to the truth, and I intend to, directly from him.
Oh, no. This is a bad idea. Let's get out of here.
Wait. Here comes a sturdy fellow.
Excuse me, but who are you people and what are you doing here?
My name is Penny Wise, and I'm close personal friends with Dr. Benjamin Trask. We'd like to speak to him, please.
You can't be as close as you think. Dr. Trask doesn't live here. His house is on the far end of the property.
Oh. Well, we had a class party here a couple years ago.
Sorry. Go down that road and use the gate to get out.
All right. Thanks.
What's going on here, Mr. Dosh?
These folks are lost.
Lost?
Yeah. Hey, don't I know you?
I doubt it, young lady.
Sure I do. You had long hair and a beard and a mustache and commissioned me to do the poster for the carnival. I'd recognize your blue eyes anywhere. They're kind of dreamy.
Much obliged, dear girl.
Time to go, Penny.
Okay.
That's interesting. Maybe I was being too hasty, Mr. Dosh. Draw your weapon, please.
Sure.
I can draw weapons.
That wouldn't be a water pistol, would it?
Afraid not. What now, Mr. Skint?
Lock them up in a bunker till I can figure out what to do with them. This seems like an awfully strange coincidence, and I don't trust awfully strange coincidences.
Oh, and neither do I. You know, I once met a man who was wearing the exact same shirt as me, and he stole my backgammon board.
Hurry, Mr. Dosh. The tractor will be here shortly.
Yes, sir. Come on, ladies. Gentlemen.
When you say bunker, do you mean a large, spacious area underground with all the modern conveniences, or something really cramped and filled with spiders?
You'll see.
Pole House here. Tell me what's happening, Martin.
There are 8 different trucks heading in 8 different directions out of town.
Well, what are you waiting for? Pull them over.
We're trying to.
What do you mean? Put on your sirens and pull them over.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. They won't pull over. They're speeding on ahead.
Have they lost their minds?
three behave yourselves.
Whew, well, this is a relief.
Yeah, at least it's a bunker with a light.
And it's enormous. There's plenty of room to spread our surprise picnic blanket.
Oh, did you bring raspberry sodas?
Like I'd forget them.
A picnic?
We have to look around
and see how to get out of this bunker.
Well, you know, a friend of mine in Alaska had a bunker just like this one.
Well, that's great. So how do we get out?
Oh, we can't. That door is the only way in or out. Would you please pass the potato chips, Penny?
Sure, here. Mm. Well, we can't simply give up.
No, I'm not giving up. Eventually, they'll come back for all these boxes of money.
How do you know these boxes are full of money?
Oh, Connie, they wouldn't go to all this fuss for boxes of Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Oh, I love Cabbage Patch Dolls. All right, I want to see for myself. Oh, this box is full of money. And if those boxes are full of money, there must be millions of fake dollars in here.
Which is why they'll come back.
And that means we're in a lot of trouble.
I don't know how this happened.
You mean how you were recruited by a man you admired to unwittingly work with a gigantic counterfeit conspiracy?
No. How I lost my taste for raspberry soda. I think I'm gonna be sick. Mm.
What are we gonna do? We have to get out of here and tell the police.
Will I go to jail for this? The police are going to think I'm in on it.
I don't know.
Because I just love those bright orange overalls. What? I love a pair of those overalls.
Oh, yeah, I always like those black and white stripy prison pajamas. You know, like in the old movies.
I'd appreciate it if you folks would clear to one side. We have a lot of people here to take all these boxes out.
Yeah, what about us?
You'll have to talk to Dr. Trask. Let's go, boys. We have a lot to do in a little time.
So where is Dr. Trask?
Here. Dr. Trask.
Hello, Penny. Connie.
I'm Wooten.
Nice to meet you. I hope you haven't been too uncomfortable.
How could you do this, Dr. Trask? What about all your talk about the beauty of God and all that stuff?
Well, what about it?
All those classes and all those meetings. They were just lies.
Lies? I'd never lied. Everything I taught, I believe, is true.
But you didn't live it. I mean, what good is all the nice talk unless you're going to live it?
Oh, that's a very good question, Penny. And I'll consider it while I'm living off of my millions of dollars.
Oh, you are not a very good person at all.
Oh, well, good, bad. They're really just a state of mind.
Yeah, that's what all you guys say when you want to rationalize your own greed. So what are you going to do with us?
You know, letting us go would really improve your popularity with Penny, I think.
Not much.
Letting you go isn't an option at this stage. I'm afraid you'll be moved with the money.
Moved where? You know they're going to watch the roads.
Oh, is that anything about the roads?
At the beginning of the Green Ring Conspiracy, we talked about how a lie has to look a lot like the truth in order to fool people. And now, as we get ready for the final chapter of this big adventure, we can see how true that's been. So many characters have twisted the truth around to suit their purposes. Agent Tanner, Dr. Trask, Mr. Skint, and the list goes on and on. Yet, when the people of God know what the truth is, it becomes easier to know the lies. For example, even though Dr. Trask gave a lot of high-minded and beautiful talk about God and art, his life has proven that he doesn't really act on any of it. And in the middle of it all, God reaches into the lies and invites us all back to the truth, his truth. As Katrina told Buck, anyone can change. We can choose to follow God instead of choosing to do evil. And that's a choice we can make even at the worst times. By God's grace, an encounter with His truth and love can always bring change. All we have to do is accept it. If you'd like to learn more about how to follow God, we would love to help you make that change from the lies of this world to God's truth. It's something that you won't regret, I promise you. You can call Focus on the Family at 1-800-A-FAMILY. That's 1-800-A-FAMILY. Make sure you have your parents' permission before you call. You can also contact us at witsend.org or write to Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. And in Canada, that address is Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. Today's program is a presentation of Focus on the Family. I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us next time for the can't-miss climax to the Green Ring Conspiracy on Adventures in Odyssey.